listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Rain and snow are on their way out, but we've got some strong winds that will soon hit the Wasatch Front.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Utah spring weather, Adam.
Amanda, we've got this low-pressure system that's going to move through Utah, and it's moving in an unusual direction, and that's going to give us a round of winds coming from the east down the mountains starting tonight.
This particular event will peak Thursday morning and Friday morning along the Wasatch Front. And the areas that we'll see the strongest winds are generally North Salt Lake to Ogden, and they really get going from Centerville all the way up to Layton.
KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank says we could see gusts of 45 to potentially 65 miles an hour. The winds are expected to die down by Saturday, where we'll hopefully see highs back up in the 70s again. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Several people are now looking for new cars after a big gust of wind knocked over a large tree in Holiday. KSL TV's Andrew Adams spoke to Troy Aldrich, whose car ended up under that tree.
I saw the tail end of my beautiful CX-5 smashed.
Multiple cars were caught underneath. And it wasn't until crews arrived that onlookers could finally see the extent of the damage.
What else can you do, you know?
That tree came down right in the parking lot of the Cotton Bottom restaurant.
This week's storms have made skiers and snowboarders happy with a bunch of new snow that may extend the season. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Utah spring weather. Peter?
Amanda, skiers and snowboarders have four options: Brighton, Brianhead, Solitude, and Snowbird. All four will be selling their lift tickets through at least Sunday, which is when Solitude and Brianhead are going to shut down. But you can catch the remaining snow at Brighton until the 19th and at Solitude until at least Memorial Day, as long as you're strapping in on only the weekends. Alta is staying closed despite getting almost 3 feet of powder from this single storm. And the snowfall doesn't mean that every lift is rumbling again at those four resorts, though. Brighton and Brianhead will have just one lift running, while Solitude and Snowbird will keep ferrying skiers up the mountain on five lifts. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The top of northern Utah just keeps on shaking. Yesterday morning, we told you about a 4.4 quake near Tremonton. There's been a bunch of small quakes since then.
Pretty common. We do see storms like this throughout the state. Just because we don't see this kind of activity frequently doesn't mean it's not normal.
U of U Seismograph Station researcher Dr. Emily Morton says these swarms of quakes are just the Earth's way of relieving pressure. Morton says the quakes are a good reminder we should always be prepared for a bigger earthquake.
KSL's top national stories now. Hundreds of people in Oklahoma are without homes after a string of tornadoes. ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Seeing firsthand one man's mobile home that was ripped apart Monday night by a tornado's 170-mile-an-hour winds.
When you see this type of damage, it's just heartbreaking. You just don't know how anybody could survive.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt in Barnstall, north of Tulsa.
They talked to their son just earlier in the day. Really, just a couple minutes before the tornado hit, and he was telling his dad, "Dad, you got to get out."
About 350 homes destroyed by tornadoes, say Oklahoma officials. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
He says the mobile home owner is still missing.
Several major insurance companies have pulled out of California's homeowners insurance market over growing wildfire risks. Mark Secknan is with the American Property Casualty Insurance Association.
The insurance market right now is in chaos, and part of it is in chaos is that for years insurers have not had adequate rates. In the last 10 years, they lost an average of $1.13 for every dollar they took in. So insurers need to get adequate rates. Then they can start reviewing the policies and the mitigation efforts that people take and price them appropriately.
California's legislature trying to fix the problem through a series of reforms, but they've put the insurance industry and consumer advocates at odds.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic is backed up on South 15, coming down from the I-84 split in Riverdale on I-15 down past the Roy exit. We've got some southbound slowing coming up on 600 North in Salt Lake City, and northbound delay creeping in between 215 and 5300 South as we start to get towards the peak of the commute. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Orem, the latest city in the Alpine School District, weighing options about a potential school district split. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Tim, they're one of three other cities in the district that are considering going into an interlocal agreement, along with Linden, Pleasant Grove, and Vineyard. Now, city leaders across these four communities have different ideas of how they want to weigh in on the district splitting up. Pleasant Grove Mayor Guy Fugel tells the Daily Herald they're not interested in forming an agreement with the other three, but instead support the idea of the district splitting between the western cities and everyone else. Leaders in Vineyard and Linden think the same, but it's important to remember that for now, there's no official agreement. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
University of Utah President Taylor Randall wrote an op-ed offering an explanation for the way he handled the recent campus protests. The piece in the Deseret News says, quote, "Peaceful protests have a sacred and cherished place in American history and at the University of Utah." But he says students cannot break the law, and there are consequences for doing that. He then went on to say the University of Utah will not take a side in the current Israel-Hamas war.
Schools all over the state can now apply for a new gun detection software.
You know, it's software that picks up on unholstered weapons.
Brett Larson, school safety specialist, says the state allocated $3 million for the software, which covers up to four cameras per school. It would work with the cameras that are already in the schools as an overlay. The money was allocated in House Bill 61 by the legislature. If the software detects a firearm in the school, alerts will be sent out immediately to law enforcement and school officials. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.